Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In the world of marketing, few texts have garnered as much respect and enduring relevance as The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Al Riis and Jack Trout. Since its publication, this seminal book has served as a foundational blueprint for marketers aiming to navigate the complex and ever-evolving landscape of the industry. Riis and Trout distilled decades of marketing expertise and experience into 22 concise laws, offering a clear and actionable guide to successful marketing strategies. Their insight is not just theoretical, it's profoundly practical, drawing from real-world examples that illustrate each law's application and consequences when ignored. This book transcends ephemeral trends by focusing on fundamental principles that have withstood the test of time, making it an indispensable resource for marketers at any level of their career. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the law of leadership. The law of leadership advocates for the advantage of being first in a new category. It suggests that the first brand to enter the market often becomes the top of mind for consumers and has a significant lead over those that follow. Riis and Trout elaborate on how market pioneers often become synonymous with the category itself, citing examples like Kleenex in facial tissues and Google in search engines. The underlying idea is that being first creates a stronger impression in customers' minds, making later entrants fight an uphill battle for recognition. This law underscores the importance of innovation and the strategic advantage of pioneering new markets or categories rather than joining an existing and crowded one. Secondly, the law of the category. Building on the concept of leadership, the law of the category shifts the focus from being first overall to being first in a specific category. This law posits that when creating a new category, a company can become the leader of that category even if it wasn't the first in the broader market. The key is to define a new niche or subcategory where no direct comparison exists, thus avoiding the fierce competition of established markets. Riis and Trout highlight that success often doesn't come from battling head-on with market leaders, but from creating a unique position that meets an unfulfilled need. This strategy allows companies to establish dominance in their niche, offering a compelling case for product differentiation and market segmentation as pathways to success. Thirdly, the law of the mind. The law of the mind underscores the importance of perception over reality in the marketing world. According to Riis and Trout, it's not enough to be the first product in the market. A brand must also be the first in the mind of the consumer. This law highlights the psychological aspects of marketing, emphasizing that customer perception shapes market realities more profoundly than the objective quality of the product or service. The authors discuss strategies for embedding a product or brand in the consumer's mind, such as focusing on a single powerful message and leveraging media to create lasting brand images. This law reaffirms the critical role of brand positioning and the need for marketers to understand and influence consumer perceptions effectively. Fourthly, the law of focus. The law of focus encapsulates the power of concentration in branding and marketing strategy. It suggests that the most successful brands are those that focus their efforts on a single word or concept that encapsulates their essence or value proposition. This law is about owning a concept in the mind of the consumer, thereby securing a competitive advantage. Riis and Trout use examples like FedEx's association with overnight shipping and Volvo's with safety to illustrate how a focused approach can lead to owning a segment of the market. The authors argue that spreading efforts too thin across multiple concepts dilutes the brand's identity, making it harder for consumers to identify and remember. This law advocates for simplicity, clarity, and consistency in messaging to create a strong, focused brand image. Lastly, the law of exclusivity. The law of exclusivity is a compelling notion that two companies cannot own the same word in the minds of customers. This law highlights the fierce competition for mental real estate and the importance of creating a unique selling proposition, USP. Riis and Trout explain that once a brand successfully lays claim to a concept or word, any attempt by competitors to usurp this position is likely to fail, as the first mover's advantage in branding is powerful and enduring. The exclusivity law emphasizes the need for originality in marketing strategy, encouraging brands to forge their path rather than imitate the leaders. It also underscores the challenge of rebranding or repositioning once consumers have firmly associated a brand with a specific idea or attribute, making clear the high stakes of brand positioning and messaging. In conclusion, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing is a must-read for anyone involved in the business of selling products or services, from marketing executives to small business owners. Al Rias and Jack Trout offer invaluable insights into the principles that govern effective marketing strategies, independent of the changing tides of technology and consumer behavior. This book is particularly beneficial for those looking to establish a new brand or reposition an existing one, as it lays down the foundational laws that can make or break marketing success. The emphasis on understanding and applying these laws can significantly benefit one's life by fostering strategic thinking, innovation, and a keen insight into consumer psychology. Essentially, it teaches that understanding the underlying dynamics of the market and positioning one's offering accordingly can lead to lasting success in the business world. If you would like to support Al Rias, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.